Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, November 18, 1952, the opening of a new pay award at the St. Lucie Almshouse was reported in the Barbados Advocate. This addition was just one of many that had taken place at the facility that year and could accommodate up to 5 persons at a time. The Almshouse provided care and medical treatment to the poor in society, and this particular house was able to fit 60 patients, 30 males and 30 females. At the time of the new opening, the house was not at maximum capacity, with 43 patients listed, among whom were 15 men, 23 women, 3 boys and 2 girls. Up to the middle of November 1952, the Almshouse had treated 348 persons who were suffering from all manner of ailments, such as pneumonia, jaundice, and burns. According to the matron of the institution, they were able to successfully treat these persons and rarely dealt with deaths. To be precise, the main instances of death at the Almshouse were stillborn babies and victims of old age. Its success could be likened to its well-outfitted staff, which consisted of 3 senior nurses, 1 junior nurse, and 3 probationers. They were headed by Matron Whitefield, who had been on staff for the past 15 years, 6 as matron. As for the facility itself, beds and cots were available for patients, as well as fully equipped maternity rooms to ensure the safe delivery of babies. The Almshouse was not void of entertainment, as the patients enjoyed playing games to pass the time. They were also treated to a show by the Mobile Cinema 4 times a year, while the police band played from time to time. With Christmas just around the corner, a party was also in the cards, a way of providing much-needed cheer to the patients. It would be remiss not to mention one of the most notable figures at the Almshouse. She was Miss Louise Graham, who was admitted more than 10 years prior in 1926, but became a permanent resident due to economic circumstances. Since then, she was regarded as the most lively character at the facility, despite her old age. She spent much of her time with the children, playing games and regaling them about her own childhood. A glimpse into the life at and legacy of the St. Lucie's Almshouse was provided when the Barbados Advocate announced the addition of a new pay award on this day, November 18, 1952.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.